Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is episode 43, Eaten Alive, just the usual, ow, one got me. The purpose of this podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get bundled into that too, so if you don't know me and you've never heard of me, you can listen, but my goal is not entertainment. Only listen if you're getting something out of it. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one, maybe update number two, to bring yourself, well, you know, up to date before jumping back here. I highly suggest you don't binge this. I think that is probably overload of me mumbling into a mic about what happened in a particular week. All right? I'll do a summary at the end of the year. That's only in a few weeks. So very frustrating week. I had no day where I was home and able to work. No degree of privacy, really, to record since Thursday night. And so that's why this update is dropping so late. And I'm also recording this in the middle of the night, which is also why the quality of my voice is different than it has been the last few episodes. It's because rather than, you know, going up full energy on the voice stuff, I am just right up close in the mic and mumbling into it. So, YTG updates. So last week, it was our second week of rehearsals. We were rehearsing on Monday and Wednesday. We may have found an idea. I may have come up with an idea that will give us our sort of main structural element. So the idea is simply sort of people declaring things that they do and don't consent to as the scenes happen. And I think by generating those randomly or semi-randomly so that people are making their declarations, and while sometimes it might be like a character, it's actually supposed to represent your feelings. So you're kind of revealing something about yourself when you say whether or not you consent to something, and they'll start, you know, at the very obvious sort of physical consent and move into more, you know, interpersonal, and then move to sort of like medical, and then outward from that to social, and then finally ending with the things that nobody gets to consent to, big decisions that are made for us that we don't get to consent to. So that's kind of, as those are being read out, I think scenes will be happening in front of them, behind them, that kind of thing. So anyway, hopefully start working more of that out this week. The group composition is now myself, Marie, Merritt, Tabitha, Fabiana, and Krista. Everybody's schedules, of course, are nuts, so there may not be a single day before the dress rehearsal when I have everyone there. Krista, for instance, hasn't even been at one rehearsal yet. I think I'm seeing her tomorrow, Monday, my time. Other YTG stuff. I went to the tax office after I recorded last week, and I dealt with the missing forms last week after I recorded. Sorry, no, I didn't record last week. This is now Sunday, going on Monday. So I dealt with those missing forms by basically going in, asking for them, and just filling them out at the tax office and passing them in. Luckily, I had all my ducks in a row as far as all the bookkeeping went, so didn't have to worry too much about that. Anyway, they're not interesting. That's not art. Nerd Night last week on the 20th went okay. I'm going to try to post some photos in the show notes. So if you're looking at this in a podcast player, there'll be a link you can click through to the webpage. You'll be able to see the photos there. Podcasting stuff. So we recorded for Does It Hold Up last week. And sorry, in my notes it says D-I-F-U instead of D-I-H-U. Does it fuck up? Anyway, the recording went pretty well. Actually, Pete sent me the first draft of the episode today. I think it's really good for what is essentially a first episode. I know we've recorded two others, but those were, like, I think both over a year ago and with different co-hosts. So working with Kat, I think that's pretty, it's pretty good for a first episode. We're still striking the balance needed between sort of scripted and unscripted. And in a couple cases, I spontaneously blew material I'd saved for later in the show where it was scripted. So like, that wasn't so smart. And I still feel like it needs to be more aggressively funny, and I'm not quite sure how to do that other than just, you know, to be funny, which, you know, not everybody can do that on command. Photography stuff. I finally delivered the photos to the Spanish couple, the ones I shot at the beginning of the month. They seemed to really like them. I got positive feedback from them, so that was good. I do have a photography job confirmed now for November 15th, so that's good. And no word from the Indian embassy, so I assume they're not rescheduling for the 31st, or they actually did their event, but then just decided I was too expensive. Yeah, life updates. Just repeating again, I'm going to Canada this winter. If you're listening to this and you're also going to be in or around Toronto or Kitchener this winter, let's get in touch. Let's get together. Of course, this week, I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that the air conditioner in my office broke, and we haven't needed it. Actually, there was one hot week and then it was pretty much okay. But I did get the new air conditioner installed this past Friday, just so 2 days ago. I hired an independent guy who got me a really good deal on a used air conditioner that's sort of a very fancy and, most importantly, energy efficient model, which is what I cared the most about. So that was good. I got a really good deal on that and on the labor as well. The problem was he was here for most of Friday because he's just one guy, and he worked with the window open, so it let all the mosquitoes in from the garden. And both of us were being sort of eaten alive by them. So that's how I came up with the title of the episode for this week's episode, Eaten Alive. Because when I was initially writing the draft of this update, I was like constantly batting mosquitoes away and trying to squish them. All right. Anyway, until next week, Andrew out.